Now I have Jerry Clabby on the line, and Jerry's the heritage officer with Fingal County Council. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for taking the call. I know you're not in the office, so it's good of you to take the time out to talk to me today. We're going to look at Swords Castle digging history, and there was a seminar held on the 20th of February last, and it was the first findings seminar, I believe, Jerry.
Yes. No, as you know, we had a community dig there last August and September, and this was kind of the first, our first opportunity to bring back some of the findings from that. We uncovered during that time thousands of items from the digs in the castle,
yeah.
And some of those had gone off and been analysed by various experts and come back and been cleaned up and stuff, and we were just coming back with that first information about the kinds of things that we've been finding there.
Okay. Do you want to remind the listeners, because I did a piece on this actual dig January, I think, early January. So we're doing an update on it, basically. So if you want to remind the listeners of what...
Yeah, well, the castle has been, you know, we think a castle of some type has been there for about 800 years. So we know that the site has had continuous occupation over that time. And I suppose over that time then people live and they die and they do all their activities on the site. So, you know, as we dig down through the ground in there, which we were doing during the summer in a series of trenches, you know, we find evidence from all these different periods. So I suppose some of the things that we were finding from the dig, say, were we found lots of clay pipes. Now, these would obviously be from the later period, from the 19th century, maybe a couple from the 18th century. But the fascinating thing about those is that they're often, you know, we know where the manufacturers were, most of them in Dublin City.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things were in vogue big time in the middle of the 19th century. And one really interesting little item that we recovered there was a tiny little clay pipe, which the archaeologists felt was too small to be actually for smoking, but was probably a child's toy, because it seems that in the middle of the 19th century, clay pipes were so popular, the children, they kind of made their way into kind of sweets and sweet bags for children. So this is an imported one, probably from France, and that's what she thinks that would have been used for. So that's fascinating. That tells us something about life during that period. We also found things from much earlier, you know, some coins from maybe the 17th or 18th century. And then lots of bone, lots of animal bone from much earlier again. Lots of fish being gutted on the site. We know from a lot of fish bone being found there, rabbits being butchered. So, and we also had an archaeologist, Dr. Muriel McClatchy, and she was an expert on, we were actually able to sieve out from the soil and find tiny little grains of wheat and other oats and other crops like that, and it was actually packed full of those kinds of things. So we think that food was being prepared there. Of course, the castle in Swords was a kind of the centre of a large agricultural area, and one of the functions, or the main function of the castle, was as an administrative centre. So people were obviously bringing agricultural produce there, and then it was being processed and gotten ready for consumption by the Archbishop and his household, because of course Swords Castle was a residence for the Archbishop of Dublin.
Yeah.
So, you know, a fascinating kind of first insight into what was going on there. Also during the summer we found two beautiful medieval tiles, and that's interesting because in the 1970s, in the previous excavation, there was a large tiled floor found here, and again that tells us that this was a very wealthy and high status kind of a site, because we know that similar tiles, we find them in Christchurch Cathedral or St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. So this place, Swords Castle, was important because we're finding these kinds of things here.
Yeah.
And we found another two of those tiles in a different location during the summer, which is great. So that just gives you a little flavour of what we've been finding, and some of those analyses are still continuing, and we'll you know, keep people updated as that continues.
Yeah, so the Archbishop would have been wealthy, seeing as you mentioned those beautiful floor tiles. It would have been, he wouldn't have been a poor guy, would he? You know.
No, not at all. I think the best way to think about Ford's Castle is almost like it was the county hall of its day. It was where the main administration, because the Archbishop wasn't just a church person, he was also really important in basically the government of the time in running things in Dublin City and around the city. Mm-hmm. And this was one of his manors, one of the places where the Archbishop, you know, would have collected rent and produce from lots of tenant farmers here and in other parts of the county. And this then would have all made him and, you know, one of the wealthiest people basically around at the time.
Yep.
So everything is going on in the castle. The castle is the centre. It's not just a religious centre. It's his residence where he came every year for a couple of months with his entire household, you know, his furniture, everything would have come with him. And they would have, you know, put themselves up there in Swords for a couple of months. And then during that time, they made sure that they collected all their monies, all the produce, and sorted out any issues that needed to be sorted out, any legal kind of issues and things like that. So so it was a hive of activity, a real... and, you know, and because North County Dublin is a wealthy agricultural area, it would, you know, this was a wealthy place at the time.
Yeah, and it's still a great centre of agriculture all out past the Swords area, isn't it, really?
Yes. Well, I mean, you can see that tradition going right back to that medieval period in the sense that as the city of Dublin began to grow, it needed food supplies, and that came from the county of Dublin, not all of it from the north county here, but I mean a lot of it from here, because the agricultural land and the conditions for growing crops are very good, and that tradition still carries on today. I mean, probably today 40% of the national output of fruit and vegetables is from north county Dublin.
Which is amazing, really, because
Which is amazing.
Dublin is a small county, isn't it? You know, it's...
Well, it is, yeah. But, I mean, you can see that that's really interesting in the sense that this has always been a place that has fed the city and beyond, you know.
And continues to do so. Okay, Jerry, can I just ask you a couple more questions before I let you go? Is there any history of the Vikings having sacked Swords Castle? Was there anything mentioned at all about the Vikings in the area?
I mean, we know the castle goes right back to probably, you know, somewhere around the late 1100s or early 1200s.
That's after the Vikings,
really,
isn't it?
So that's really the time at which, you know, before that, we're not sure what was there, although I probably talked to you before about an excavation we did there in 2014 under the gate at the entrance of the castle, where we found a lot of human remains. We found 17 people buried there, and that was certainly a burial ground, and that predates the castle because the walls of the castle are actually on top of some of those burials. So those burials certainly predate the castle, but we're not sure why they're there and we're not sure what that means. It means there was activity there, but certainly the castle itself is after that period. And I suppose the high point for the castle really was the 1300s or the 1400s, and after that it kind of began to wane as the archbishops really stopped living and coming to Swords for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, the castle from that point really was kind of in decline. But the high point for the castle is in that period, the 1300s and 1400s, and some of the materials we're finding there, you know, are from that medieval period.
Yeah. Oh, I mentioned the Vikings just a little while ago. I'm sure before the castle was there, the Vikings passed by at some stage up that way because...
Absolutely. And I mean, St. Columba's, where St. Columba's Church is now, the Round Tower and the first and the settlement there, the first Christian monastery in Swords, reputed to be founded by St. Columb Kill, you know, dates to around 500 or 600, and then the Vikings coming a little bit after that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
certainly, yes, you know, and the whole thing about Brian Boru being waked in Swords, I mean, that's all during that Viking period, essentially.
Yeah.
So certainly, yes, they would have been in the area, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we know they raided North County Dublin, Skerries, Lusk, several times. So, you know, they were definitely here. And but, of course, even the Viking history is more complicated in the sense that after they were here for some, for a period, you know, they became intermarried with the Irish. And really, even at times like the Battle of Llantarf, it's not simply the Vikings on one side and the Irish on the other. It's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
because of the various alliances and intermarriages that took place.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, and we won't go into
that's
it today,
a whole other
Gerry.
Story, yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
before I let you go, because we're I don't want to keep you from your work. Just a couple of questions. The dig goes on, obviously, and it will go into earlier periods as it continues. Nobody's found a treasure trove there, Gerry, have they? There's no hoard of gold crosses and anything like from the church or anything like that that was buried, is there?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't know what we're going to find. Who knows? But it's unlikely that we're going to find anything like that. But I suppose the point of doing archaeological excavation is really to try and find out about the lives of the people who lived, you know, during that much earlier period. It's a period that we don't know much about, because there isn't that much written down. So we don't know a huge... So the way we have of finding out is by looking for the remains of what people have basically thrown away and left behind them. So whether that's you know, coins or, I mean, another thing we found during the summer there in one of the trenches was a lot of nails, like a huge number of nails. And what that suggests to us is that there was a workshop there, so there was carpentry and manufacture going on there, probably of buildings and other, you know, because we know that there were other buildings within the walls of the castle. So that's telling us something about, you know, the kinds of activities that were going on there, and it's painting a picture of, earlier I said to you, the castle in the medieval period would have been a hive of activity, and I suppose we're trying to find out more about what were those people eating, what were they drinking, where were they, you know, for instance, we know one, we found a fragment of a vessel, a vessel that probably held wine and was imported from France. And we know that because of the type of pottery it is. And so that, so we know that the people in Swords were importing nice wine, you know, from France. So, you know, it begins to build up a picture of a wealthy elite living in the castle. You know, and certainly not being short on produce and wine and the finer things in life.
Yes, they had some lovely.
And that's really what we're trying to do. So, yeah, we'll be doing it again this summer in August and September. And again, if any of your listeners are interested, keep an eye out on our website. And, you know, it will be open for people, if you're over 18, to come along and join us for a day and help us to find out more about Swords Castle.
Lovely. Gerry, we leave it there because I really have to get moving on with the rest of the programme. But we will come back to you because it's a fascinating subject. And as you spoke there, I was building up mental pictures of what life might have been like in that period you discussed. And I'd love to come back to it again at some stage because it's something that really interests me. And I'm sure it really interests our listeners as well. So thanks very much for taking the call today from us.
Thank you, Pat.
Talk to you again, Gerry. Thank you.
We'll talk again soon. Okay,
bye. Yeah, Gerry Clabby there, the heritage officer from Fingal County Council, talking to me about the Swords Castle Digging History Seminar, which took place on the 20th of February. We're going to take